Good morning, everybody. Here we go. All right. And happy Christmas Eve, wherever you might be out there. We are just getting a handle on the system here. At RadioValencia.fm, you are listening to Sully and the show Is Sufficient Grounds. And we'll be here for the next 2 hours, bringing our usual eclectic array of music here, and also an assortment of Christmas and holiday music, because this is Christmas here, Eve, and I was hoping to have some bed music, a little bit more Christmassy, but we're in a rush to get going here, so we're listening to the always faithful bed music here for Sufficient Grounds, which is, of course, the Green Onions with Booker T and the MGs. And so, as I fade that out, let's just start off with a nice little easy morning Christmas set here. On your Radio Valencia. there we go. And we got our Christmas bed music going. It's everything is working wonderful. How are you doing out there? This is Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here on the wonderful Radio Valencia.fm this morning here. It's Sunday morning, Christmas Eve. It's wonderful. It's cool and chilly out there here in the Bay, out here in the Mission of San Francisco. At the studios here at Radio Valencia, right smack dab between Valencia and Mission on 22nd here. And I'm excited to be here today. It's been a few weeks, I think, and I got a wonderful guest in the studio right now. I've got the always lovely and energetic and smiley personality as well as on her wonderful face. I'm going to keep going here, Gwen. DJ Gwen, how you doing? Welcome to the studio.
Oh, good morning.
To the show, actually.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Christmas Eve.
Happy Christmas Eve, indeed. So we're excited to be here today. Going to have a good time. Let me tell you what you just heard here on the last start of the show here. We started off with we just threw this thing together at 6 o'clock this morning, folks, truth be told. So, yeah, we start off the set with a song called I Saw Three Ships. That's actually a traditional Christmas carol from way back in the day, 1833 and beyond. It was originally popular in England, of course, and down in Cornwall, which is in southwest England. And that was performed by... Well, let's take a look at the big board, Gwen.
If I knew, I would tell you.
You make up anything. It was performed by Sheku Kanu Mason and Harry Baker, and it was from the single, actually. And then after that, we heard of the popular song that you're hearing a lot of right now, Fairy Tale of New York by... of course, Shane McGowan from the Pogues. But we heard a different version from Paula Keat and Chris Sneeling. I kind of enjoyed that. I've been hearing a lot of the Fairy Tale of New York. It's popular with you because, Gwen, you're, of course, Irish. And
oh, my gosh.
Probably related to Shane McGowan somehow. That was beautiful. And then after that, we heard something from Eli Winter. And that something was Unbecoming. And Eli Winter's 26-year-old musician, just self-taught, as a matter of fact, which is kind of amazing. And that was off his sophomore release from 2022, entitled Eli Winter. And then after that, we heard something lovely from Mimi Parker and Alan Sparhawk from the band Low. And that was the song Taking Down the Tree. And that was from their 1999 album Christmas, which has a number of their own compositions on there, their own songs, as well as some traditional holiday Christmas songs as well. You should check that out. Of course, sadly, as I always mention, when I play Low on the show, we lost Mimi last November, which was sad. But we have their music. So, and we got our bed music here. Listen to a little Chet Beaker right now for It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Very jazzy.
Actually, Gwen put the bed music together today as we were driving in. And, well, I thank her for that.
You're welcome.
So, Gwen, how's your Christmas going so far?
Oh, it's great. I just got here yesterday. My days are, like, so mixed up right now. But, yeah, I flew in yesterday.
You did fly in yesterday. And we took a little journey up to Hog Island, up in Tomales Bay.
Yes.
To pick up supplies for a Christmas feast for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Some clams and as well as oysters. And then since we were there, we decided, let's just eat some of these oysters that they serve up here at Hog Island, which is wonderful. If you've ever been up to Tomales Bay, up there in Marshall, it's just a wonderful setting there right on the bay. And it's quite lovely.
Yes, it was very lovely. It was fun kind of people watching, too, because everybody was in the spirit and spending time together.
Yeah, it definitely was. The tourists and locals alike. And then afterwards, you belly up to the shop there, and you pick up a couple pounds of clams, and then you get your oysters, and you're on your way. All right, now that everybody's caught up in what our day was like yesterday, we're going to get into the next set, which is been curated by... DJ Gwen, what are we going to hear, Gwen?
The first song is by Stevie Wonder, Someday at Christmas.
And what do you know about this song, anything?
I really like his Christmas album, so.
You do. It's Well, let's listen to a little Stevie Wonder right now. With, as you said, some what's it called?
Someday at Christmas.
All right. You're listening to RadioValencia.fm. And, of course, this is our holiday show. Let's take a listen here right now, everybody. Cheers.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars, when we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth.
to save us, oh my Lord. Your very self you gave us, oh my Lord. That sin may not enslave us, and love may reign once more.
Good Day is a Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, head. It's a great white north. And it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right?
So that's two.
And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No, get
Boxing
out.
Day, yeah, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's...
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Oh. Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
Bye,
the way, that's me on the organ. You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where? On the
fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer
in a tree.
See, you need more. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the 6th, 2 golden
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4,
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smokies.
Yeah. Oh, 6 packs of 2 packs.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of bag bacon.
3 French toast.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer
in a tree.
I keep forgetting.
Okay. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Co-host.
Oh, 8th day of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books.
7 packs of smokes. 6 packs of 2 for
5.
Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toques, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where did you learn to do that?
Albums.
Bonus.
So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day.
Everybody.
Or on the 12th day, he could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the store.
He could have gone down,
get some presents.
Like a good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And then it's been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Take off.
Boy, that song is a beauty. It moved.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What? All right.
Oh my goodness.
That was a great one. Had a little bit of laughter here in the studio, definitely. So Gwen, what did we hear in that last set?
Oh, well, I mean, that was obviously if you're an SCTV fan, that was Bob and Doug McKenzie's version of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah, the predominant use of the word beer, which
take off
a back bacon. All right, there you go. What was before that?
Before that was Little Saint Nick by John Denver and the Muppets. That was when I was a kid growing up. That we used to listen to that album all the time.
I used to listen to it a lot.
Yes, I was a big Muppets fan.
It seems, yeah, I was too. Seems like during that time, every major star was doing something with the Muppets. I think in order to get sort of like street cred in Hollywood, if you had to do, or even like maybe pull in the younger demographic. Now I'm getting like really off topic here, but you had to do something with the Muppets. Always, there was always a star doing something with.
Well, they had the Muppet Show,
yeah,
the variety show,
and they would come on.
Yeah. Years, yeah, I loved it.
So, what were your favorite characters in that show?
I loved Animal.
Did you?
Yeah, but I also loved Rolf too. So it was, yeah.
Actually, I used to be able to do a Kermit the Frog impersonation.
Miss Piggy, how you doing there?
That's really good. Yeah.
That was spontaneous, by the way. That was not planned. And then what was before that?
Before that was Mary's Boy Child by Boney M. and that was from I didn't look up the year, I can't remember, but it was my mom. Rose's one of her favorite Christmas songs, so yeah. I remember she would play that a lot.
That's awesome. It's such an interesting, what's the name of the song again?
Mary's Boy Child.
Mary's Boy Child.
Well, they did it like kind of like they had that like disco.
Yeah, it definitely had a Jamaica kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
And that was it, right?
Yes, that was
all right.
So
little,
far.
So far. And hopefully you're enjoying the show here. We're having a lot of fun here. Just kind of like winging it a little bit. And we're having good laughs here in the studio as well. I don't know what you're doing for your Christmas holidays. Gwen's out here. We're spending it with my brother's family down in Redwood City tomorrow. And so we're doing the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Yes.
Is that what it's called, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
I'm sure a lot of people are doing that this year because of the television show Bear.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
So, which is actually a very disturbing episode of that series, if you watch it, the Christmas episode with Jamie Lee Curtis. Oof.
Very intense.
Very intense. Very intense. Mom, you're going to be okay. Anyway, so, enough of that. What are we going to do right now? Let's take a look at the big board over here. Sully, oh.
We just threw all kinds of Christmas music together.
We did. I think we did a good job, by the way, Gwen. I want you to put your hand over here and extend it and put it on your back and pat yourself on the back right now. All right, well, let's get back into it right now. We're going to listen to some Tom Petty right now. Actually, this next set's interesting because you're going to get some Christmas music, but we're also going to sprinkle in some other non-Christmas music. Although, it is Christmas Eve, so we're having fun here. Of course, with the holiday. And all right, let's get into it right now with a little Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Christmas All Over Again on your Radio Valencia.
Happy and nearby your fire. I want a new Rickenbacker guitar, two Fender bassmans, Chuck Berry.
Thank you. Music and Merry Toys.